Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on the CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There are three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is about 30 minutes long. Good luck.
Listen.
Task 1. In this section, you are going to hear a moving story about Navy Commander Cindy Murray and Navy Chief Robert Williamson. Your task is to write the letter of the correct answer into the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
And now a heartwarming story. A brother and sister who hadn't seen each other for more than 35 years were finally reunited in San Diego last Friday. Our reporter was there as Navy Commander Cindy Murray and her younger brother, Navy Chief Robert Williamson, met for the first time since the 1970s. When the Navy siblings first saw each other, they properly gave each other a salute, before hugging each other for the first time in decades. Both Cindy Murray and Robert Williamson had the same father, but they had different mothers. They ended up living 20 minutes away from each other in the Denver area when they were 14 and 7 years old. Now, the two are 51 and 44 years old. Cindy says the reunion with her brother might not have been possible had she not spoken to her father. She spoke to him in July for the first time in more than 3 decades. After telling him she was in the Navy, he told her that her brother was too. This news shocked Cindy, who quickly went to her chief officer to help her find her brother. The officer was able to find him in a Navy computer database and call him on the phone in about 20 minutes. Cindy and Robert both said they had tried using the internet to find each other, but it just didn't work. It was especially hard for Robert because his sister changed her last name after they were separated. Following Friday's reunion, Robert said he and his wife plan to spend the weekend with his sister to learn more about each other, their father, and the similarities in their lives.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
And now a heartwarming story. A brother and sister who hadn't seen each other for more than 35 years were finally reunited in San Diego last Friday. Our reporter was there as Navy Commander Cindy Murray and her younger brother, Navy Chief Robert Williamson, met for the first time since the 1970s. When the Navy siblings first saw each other, they properly gave each other a salute before hugging each other for the first time in decades. Both Cindy Murray and Robert Williamson had the same father, but they had different mothers. They ended up living 20 minutes away from each other in the Denver area when they were 14 and 7 years old. Now, the two are 51 and 44 years old. Cindy says the reunion with her brother might not have been possible had she not spoken to her father. She spoke to him in July for the first time in more than 3 decades. After telling him she was in the Navy, he told her that her brother was too. This news shocked Cindy, who quickly went to her chief officer to help her find her brother. The officer was able to find him in a Navy computer database and call him on the phone in about 20 minutes. Cindy and Robert both said they had tried using the internet to find each other, but it just didn't work. It was especially hard for Robert because his sister changed her last name after they were separated. Following Friday's reunion, Robert said he and his wife plan to spend the weekend with his sister to learn more about each other, their father, and the similarities in their lives.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you will hear a true story about a Costa Rican fisherman who survived a 5-month drift in a boat on the ocean. Your task is to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true. Write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
We're sailing in a strange boat, heading for a strange shore.
On January 24th, 1988, Joe Gonzalez kissed his wife goodbye. Joel is a fisherman, and he was going on a short fishing trip. "I'll see you in a week," he said. But Joel did not see his wife in a week. In fact, he did not see his wife again for a long, long time. Joel left his house and went to the harbor in Punta Arenas, Costa Rica, where he got on a fishing boat with 4 other fishermen. The boat left the harbor, and the men began to fish. The first few hours on the ocean were not unusual, but then there was a terrible storm. The storm continued for 22 days. When it finally stopped, the men checked their boat. Their fishing nets were gone. The engine and the radio didn't work. There was no food, and there was no fresh water. Without their nets, the men couldn't fish, but they could reach out of the boat and catch big turtles. They didn't want to eat raw turtle meat, so they needed a fire for cooking. They tore down the boat's wooden cabin and made a fire with pieces of cabin. They also needed protection from the sun and rain, so they built a simple roof. The roof held rainwater, too, so they could drink rainwater from the roof. For the next 5 months, the men ate turtles when they caught them. They drank rainwater when it rained. Often there was no food and no water, and they were hungry and thirsty. Sometimes they thought, "We are going to die soon." In June, it didn't rain for a long time, and the men ran out of water. They were thin and weak, and they thought, "We are really going to die now." They put on their best clothes, lay down, and closed their eyes. After a while, however, it began to rain.
The men stood up and licked the water from the roof. Then all five of them began to cry. 10 days later, on June 15th, a Japanese fishing boat found the men. They were 6,500 kilometers from Costa Rica.
We're sailing on a strange sea, blown by a strange wind, carrying the strangest crew that ever sent.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
We're sailing in a strange boat, heading for a strange shore.
On January 24, 1988, Joe Gonzalez kissed his wife goodbye. Joel is a fisherman, and he was going on a short fishing trip. "I'll see you in a week," he said. But Joel did not see his wife in a week. In fact, he did not see his wife again for a long, long time. Joel left his house and went to the harbor in Punta Arenas, Costa Rica, where he got on a fishing boat with four other fishermen. The boat left the harbor, and the men began to fish. The first few hours on the ocean were not unusual. But then there was a terrible storm. The storm continued for 22 days. When it finally stopped, the men checked their boat. Their fishing nets were gone. The engine and the radio didn't work. There was no food, and there was no fresh water. Without their nets, the men couldn't fish, but they could reach out of the boat and catch big turtles. They didn't want to eat raw turtle meat, so they needed a fire for cooking. They tore down the boat's wooden cabin and made a fire with pieces of cabin. They also needed protection from the sun and rain, so they built a simple roof. The roof held rainwater, too, so they could drink rainwater from the roof. For the next 5 months, the men ate turtles when they caught them. They drank rainwater when it rained. Often there was no food and no water, and they were hungry and thirsty. Sometimes they thought, "We are going to die soon." In June, it didn't rain for a long time, and the men ran out of water. They were thin and weak, and they thought, "We are really going to die now." They put on their best clothes, lay down, and closed their eyes. After a while, however, it began to rain. The men stood up and licked the water from the roof. Then all five of them began to cry. 10 days later, on June 15th, a Japanese fishing boat found the men. They were 6,500 kilometers from Costa Rica.
Sailing on a strange sea, blown by a strange wind, carrying the strangest crew that ever sent.
That is the end of task two. Task three. In this section, you are going to hear a strange but true story about an aggressive cat called Cuppy. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below using the exact words you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
And now something truly interesting. This dramatic and bizarre incident was first shown on TV stateside. A woman and her adult daughter called 911 in the early hours of the morning because their cat, Cuppy, was holding them hostage. The younger woman had got up to use the bathroom at about 4 a.m., but Cuppy wouldn't let her pass and attacked her nightdress with his claws. She cried for help, and her mum immediately hurried to save her. Both women barricaded themselves in the bedroom to escape the clutches of their angry pet. They called the police, who didn't want to come, and suggested that they should call the animal control department. Finally, they agreed to help out the two cornered women. Cuppy refused to back down when officers arrived at the house, even though he was greatly outnumbered. Eventually, they managed to persuade him by calling out softly to him. Finally, the cat lost interest and went out of the house. Cuppy had been with the family for 14 years and was known as being unpredictable, especially when stray cats were in the area. Now, the owners are considering putting down Cuppy, but this would surely outrage animal rights activists across the country. And now the weather.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Yeah.
And now something truly interesting. This dramatic and bizarre incident was first shown on TV stateside. A woman and her adult daughter called 911 in the early hours of the morning because their cat, Cuppy, was holding them hostage. The younger woman had got up to use the bathroom at about 4 a.m., but Cuppy wouldn't let her pass and attacked her nightdress with his claws. She cried for help, and her mum immediately hurried to save her. Both women barricaded themselves in the bedroom to escape the clutches of their angry pet. They called the police, who didn't want to come, and suggested that they should call the animal control department. Finally, they agreed to help out the two cornered women. Cuppy refused to back down when officers arrived at the house, even though he was greatly outnumbered. Eventually, they managed to persuade him by calling out softly to him. Finally, the cat lost interest and went out of the house. Cuppy had been with the family for 14 years and was known as being unpredictable, especially when stray cats were in the area. Now the owners are considering putting down Cuppy, but this would surely outrage animal rights activists across the country. And now the weather.
That is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.